Now, one of the finest pieces of military technology this country has ever produced is finally being returned to the Czech Republic after an absence of over 60 years. The LT-35 tank went into production in the mid-1930s and was used by the Nazis after they took over Bohemia and Moravia. After the war, the Americans were also keen to learn from the light tank's pioneering design. And it's the US that's now sending one of only four remaining LT-35s to Prague. Rosie Johnston reports.
The LT-35 tank was the backbone of the Czechoslovak army throughout the 1930s. Its pioneering design was hijacked by the Nazis after they invaded the country in 1938. The head of the Military History Institute in Prague, Aleš Knížek, is convinced it's one of the finest tanks ever made in this country.
In its day, it was one of the best tanks in the world. Testament to this is the fact that it wasn't only used by the Czechoslovak army, but was exported to Romania, Yugoslavia, Bulgaria, and indeed all over the world, to most continents except North America.
But North America is exactly where this one of only four remaining examples of the tank ended up. How? Well, first of all, the tank was commandeered by the Nazis after the invasion of Bohemia and Moravia in 1938. Aleš Knížek tells the rest of the tale.
It was shipped overseas by the victorious Americans in 1945, where it was taken to their military research and development base. They wanted to improve their own tanks using the LT-35's technology. And then in the 1950s, the tank was given to a museum where it has been on show ever since. The Czech defense minister raised the issue of the tank around 9 months ago. There's been a lot of negotiation since, and all of this led to an agreement which I signed about a month ago.
The Military History Institute had been in talks previously with Bulgaria, Romania and Serbia, where the other three such tanks can be found, but each time negotiations were unsuccessful. Then, Mr. Knížek asked Defence Minister Vlasta Parkanova to ask about the American tank within the framework of the US radar-based talks. The tank's repatriation was settled during Ms. Parkanova's visit to the United States in July. The vehicle's currently making its way over the Atlantic Ocean. It should be transported by lorry from Hamburg to Prague in around 10 days' time. But what's next for the tank? Aleš Knížek again.
We are hoping to unveil the tank on November 11th, Veterans Day, in front of the Military History Institute in Žižkov. We want Minister Parkanova to unveil the tank as she has played such an important role in its repatriation. It will be exhibited here over the winter, and then next spring it'll be taken in for repair, because our vision is to have the tank back up and running in 2 years' time.
The return of the LT-35 fills an important gap in the Military History Institute's collection, and the returning vehicle will no doubt be greeted with more than a bit of fanfare.
Thanks, Rosie. And in a few moments, we'll be looking at how big pharmaceutical firms